death. Here, despite the presence of Helena Bonham Carter and Michelle Pfeiffer, the jokes only really have much bite when they're being cleverly undersold by Johnny Depp. The film is otherwise handsome, vaguely true to the old soap opera, and inert. Toward the end of the movie, Tim Burton offers some visual nods to Nosferatu, Hitchcock's Rebecca, and of all things, Death Becomes Her, suggesting that at some point he may have had broader satirical notions batting around his head. But what he's actually put on screen is just kind of batty. I'm Bob Mandela.
Jack Prelutsky says when he was a child, teachers made poetry a chore rather than a pleasure. He grew up and became a poet, writing verse for children, dozens of books. And this weekend, Prelutsky's poems will get some accompaniment from the National Symphony Orchestra at the Kennedy Center here in Washington, D.C. He talked with NPR's Lynn Neary. Jack Prelutsky became a poet by accident. As a young man, he was a folk singer, a potter, a photographer. Finally, he settled on drawing. One night, for reasons he still can't explain, he decided to write some poems to go with his illustrations. That turned into a book, which he brought to an editor at a well-known publishing